So just because it seems to make sense tonight to tell a lot of meaningless stories on stage that don't have a lot to do with the songs, Greg's brother sent us this. He sent Greg this email that you can buy a jetpack now, like an actual jetpack, for $86,000, which we thought was not a bad deal.
Don't include me in this. I think the whole concept of a jetpack is totally absurd.
I swear to God, you can buy a jetpack. It's like you wear it on your back. It's like it weighs. The whole rig, including yourself, weighs 500 pounds.
How do you move with it on?
It's jets.
What if you weigh 300 pounds?
So, the way it works is there's two jet engines strapped to your back, and then it lifts you in the air.
Don't get it.
86,000 grams.
I'm considering a lot of banjo players buy these expensive vintage banjos. My banjo's really nice, but it's not vintage. It's relatively new. It's made by this guy named Jeff Stelling, who's from close to where I'm from in Virginia. Anyway, but a lot of banjo players buy these rare and vastly overpriced but great-sounding banjos of a certain vintage that often cost well over $86,000, even though they look like pieces of junk. My point was, if you are a banjo player and you do want to buy one of these things, the upshot of it is that you basically don't have to, it's such a big tax write-off because it's, you know, a business expense, that you basically don't have to pay taxes for several years. But I was thinking the jetpack, if I had one, would definitely be a business expense because I would certainly wear it on stage. I mean, why else would you have one if not to enter even the smallest stage?
But does that mean that you would be like up here the whole, like I still like don't, I just don't
well,
really
I mean,
get
the way
it.
I
it
was
makes more sense for Tristan
it.
To get one.
Yeah, I don't know. The way I was envisioning it, everybody else would take the stage and then a spotlight would happen here and then I would come in on the jetpack, you know, playing the banjo. I mean, that's good for business. Come on. Okay. But jetpacks do lead to tragic accidents. So this next song is actually a sad one. It's a very old folk ballad called Undone in Sorrow.